WJON. Good morning. It's 10:16 and 22 degrees. National Education on What is Gout? Joined now by Dr. Zorba Pastor, a clinical professor, Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin. Dr. Pastor, thanks for taking the time today. I appreciate it.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
What is gout? I think a lot of people don't even know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people think it's an old disease. They think it's gone. Went to the woods with Louis XIV, and the answer is no. Gout is on the rise. There are 3 to 5 million people in America who have gout today. Hits men 3 to 1 over women, but hits women after menopause. And it's due to an elevated uric acid that you produce in your bloodstream from protein. You digest protein, something called purine, an amino acid. Some people overproduce it. Some people under-excrete it. But it's not just the uric acid in your bloodstream. It's an inherited disorder, a metabolic disorder that you inherited. So it's not just due to bad living and eating too much shellfish. You've got to have that predisposition in order to actually get gout, and it's painful.
Okay, that's the only way you can get it if it runs in the family?
Runs in the family, but sometimes it doesn't express itself. So in other words, it may run in the family. You may get that genetic predisposition from your mom or dad, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, come out, just like other inherited things in the family don't come out. We know that the fatter we have become as a society, the more gout we have. Just like diabetes runs in families, but the heavier we become, the more diabetes we have. It's the same thing. We know that obesity plays a role. High fructose corn syrup from cola plays a significant role. We know beer plays a role. These all play a role, but you've got to have the trait in order to actually have and get the gout.
When you say it's painful, where is it painful?
Well, gout can occur anywhere. Most commonplace, 50% of the time, it is the great toe. Red, hot, swollen great toe, looks like you had an infection, the worst infection you've ever had. That's what most people complain about. And then it usually recurs once between 6 months or a year. Half the people will get a recurrence within a year. But any joint can be affected. Spoke to somebody the other day. It had affected him in the knee. In the fingers, it'll affect you too. So it can be anywhere. Great toe is the most commonplace, but any joint can do it.
So is there a certain age that you can expect that gout can become an issue, or is it not age-specific?
Well, for women, gout is much more common after the age of menopause. So estrogen protects you from gout for some reason that we don't understand. So women tend not to get it until after pause. Men can get it any age. A lot of guys get it in their 20s and 30s. Mid-age is the most common time that it presents because it takes 10 or 20 years for the uric acid to build up in your body enough to actually produce this too much uric acid so that it crystallizes out. So generally, it's kind of a disease that affects people more in their early adulthood to middle age, I would say, but women when they're older.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any kind of treatment you can do for gout?
Oh, you bet. If you have gout, if you got the flare, first thing you do, treat the flare, anti-inflammatory drugs. Best one is Indocin. It's a prescription drug, but if you double the dose of over-the-counter ibuprofen or naproxen, that'll work. Got to give it 2 weeks to settle down. Once it settles down, you do a blood uric acid to see where you are, and then you take one of two medications to get rid of that uric acid and push it down. First one is allopurinol, been on the market for about 40 years. It's a good drug. It works about 60% of the time to get that gout number below 6. The magic number is 6. Most gout sufferers got about 9 or 10 of that uric acid. You want to get it below 6 because that's going to get you symptom-free. But for about 30% of the people, your allopurinol, the generic, cheap one, isn't good enough. And that's where they need a new drug called Uloric. It's a name brand drug. It's been around for about a year. And at the 80 milligram dose, it's highly effective, much more effective than allopurinol.
If you are someone that suspects you might have gout, is it important to get in as soon as possible?
Well, it's important to get in to see your doctor. You know, these things are usually not an emergency unless they're painful. If they're really painful, they are. The reason is gout can also look like a knee infection or a foot infection. So if you've got an acute painful foot, you ought to see your doctor right away because you either need treatment for an infection, if you got that, or you need treatment for gout. But if you get the uric acid tested during the flare, it will not be high because it's going out of the body into the joint. It's important 2 weeks later to get it tested, recall your doc, and a good doctor can tell you whether or not you have gout. You don't need to have your joint needled. That's the gold standard, but very rarely does it have to be done. It's only in the person where you can't figure things out.
Is getting around much more difficult if you have gout?
Oh, you bet. I had a guy in my practice, got on an airplane, went to Chicago, flew to Los Angeles. First gout attack occurred 2 hours, somewhere over Omaha. He developed a red-hot swollen toe. And when he got off that airplane for business trips, he hobbled off. He hated it. It was awful. You know, you get a painful foot, you can hardly move around. I mean, you can't work because it's too painful for you. It's a terrible thing. But the other thing is people can have minor flares. They may be taking allopurinol, and they continue to flare, and they blame it on their lifestyle. They say, hey, I had a beer today, and I flared. And the answer is no, it probably wasn't the beer because you have a beer every day. It's probably due to the fact that your uric acid is too high.
Now, if you have had some pain walking, if it's not gout, I know the plantar fasciitis or fascia, whatever it's called.
Right.
That's the inflamed arch. That's significantly different, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. That's pain. There are a couple of things that are different. It's on the bottom of the foot. That's a very common problem treated with strapping, splints, exercise, and anti-inflammatories. Never wearing socks around the house, wearing shoes with a sole that has some bounce into a Crocs, I think, are great around the house. I have that. Feels different, looks different to a doctor. And the reason it looks different is you don't have the warmth, the heat that you get with gout. Gout is warm and hot. Plantar fasciitis just hurts, but it doesn't look red. Usually isn't warm, and it's usually not hot. But when in doubt, you talk to your physician. Usually gout does not affect the sole of the foot. It can, but that's not a common place that it goes to.
Can bad shoes contribute to foot problems?
Well, bad shoes can contribute to plantar fasciitis. And trauma can bring on a flare of gout. So if you've got a shoe that's too tight, it can bring on the flare of gout because it's traumatized, yes.
If you're a woman and you wear high heels, is that the kind of thing that can...
No, they're more likely to get bunions. Well, they may get a little gout from that, but usually, as I said, it's a woman after menopause. How many 55-year-old women do you see walking around with 3-inch spikes?
Good point.
Doesn't happen. It's the younger women. Usually older women have a heel that's 1 or 2 inches. That's not going to do it.
Right. If people want to find more information about gout, Dr.
Gout.com. Best site that I think is around. G-O-U-T spells just like it sounds, gout.com. Good information about gout. That's where I would send people to go because I think it's a good site with good info.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Pastor, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it, and happy holidays to you.
My pleasure. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for having me.
Very good. Dr. Zorba Pastor, clinical professor, Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin, is an education campaign talking about gout, gout.com. G-O-U-T.com. That's where you find more information about gout. It's 1024, 21 degrees, AM 1240, WJON.
People are talking.